producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Oh, it's Halloween. And it's Friday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. One of the Moms Demand Action supporters, she's a lady named Mary Reed. And as they often do, she has decided to go into the data conflation conniption fit. She was in the Tucson area at the Safeway store when Gabrielle Giffords, when that assassination attempt was made in broad daylight. So in an effort to help the Bloomberg-funded gun control group bully the nation's largest grocery chain, Kroger, into a policy banning the open carry of firearms in their stores, which is the stupidest thing ever. It's okay if it's concealed. It's not okay if it's in the open. It's just stupid. But she decides to conflate some data, and she decides to bring Tucson into it. She wrote an editorial on Cincinnati.com. Before the day I was forced to use my body to shield my 17-year-old daughter from bullets flying outside a Safeway, I hadn't thought much about the dangers of open carry at grocery stores. I'm a gun owner. I was raised around guns, and I respect them. But I can tell you firsthand that it's impossible to tell the difference between someone who is open carrying a gun to make a political statement and someone who is preparing to take your life. On January 8th, 2011, a gunman tried to assassinate U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords. The gunman took a few steps out of the grocery store and began shooting in the parking lot. It took only 22 seconds to kill six people, including 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green, and injure another 13. I was shot three times, once in each arm and finally in the back. The shooting was front and center in national news for weeks, but something that you may not know is that for about 15 minutes before the gunman in Tucson fired into a crowd and at a member of Congress, he openly carried his weapons through the aisles of a grocery store for all to see. This is the behavior that Kroger considers acceptable inside those stores. Okay. Now, that would be okay, except for a couple of things that can be done here to fact check Ms. Reed. All of these grocery stores like Safeway, they all have surveillance video. Now, contemporary news accounts and surveillance video are not helping them out. They show that the assassin interacted with both Safeway staff and Giffords staff members prior to the shooting, and no one saw him in possession of the firearm that he used until he raised it to shoot Representative Giffords. Now, that would have been remarkable that nobody noticed it if it was out in the open, because he used a Glock 19, like the one I have here, if you're watching on the video there. He had a Glock 19 like this one, but he had a 33-round magazine. Now, how is that not noticeable until you pull it out if you're carrying it in the open? I mean, no matter how you carry it. I mean, here's an incog, a G-code incog. That's a holster. That's how far the magazine protrudes. It's nearly as long as, it's twice the length of the grip of the gun itself. There is no way you don't notice this configuration if it is in the open. I'm quite honestly trying to figure out how he concealed it with that magazine sticking out that far. So, that would have been highly visible. Highly visible. Neither Safeway staff, nor the taxi driver who brought the killer to the store, nor any other witnesses, nor the store's internal or external security cameras saw the firearm until the murderer was about to open fire. From the New York Times, they describe how the killer was captured on Safeway store video, both inside and out the store. His pistol's not seen on the video until he's outside the store, holding it up against his leg, until the moment that he rapidly approached and shot Representative Giffords at, you know, almost point-blank range. Why do they have to lie? I understand. I don't really understand. That's not really true. I don't understand what the deal is with the open carry. They say that you're either open carrying to make a political statement or to rob and shoot the place up. What about if the law says you can open carry, you just opt to open carry. You're carrying a gun anyway, and you've decided you're going to tuck in your shirt today. And that's the only difference between that and your concealed carry setup. You're tucking in your shirt. Doesn't it seem to, it seems to me that if you see the open carriers and they walk in, you know he has a gun. And it may spook a few people and everything else, but I mean, after he goes out there and after he buys his, his Pop-Tarts and his K-Cups and something for dinner and then maybe some grocery, you know, some laundry detergent and some garbage bags. And he rolls in and he checks out and his gun's just sitting on his hip and he says, thank you, and takes his receipt after he swipes his card and he goes out to his car and he goes on his way. Guess what? He was just a shopper. I shop carrying concealed every day. Every day I go into a store somewhere with a concealed weapon on. And the only difference between the open carriers and me is that nobody knows I have this. But the one commonality that I have with a criminal is when I'm walking into a store with a gun concealed and I'm just looking for, you know, some Jack's Links and some lotto tickets, the guy that's coming in to rob it has also got his gun concealed and he just doesn't want it to be seen until he has to go to work. For me, concealed carry, we have gone the way of the criminals in order for everybody to feel good. And this conflation of data that they're doing, which is so easily checked. I mean, if it weren't for Michael Bloomberg financing them, Moms Demand Action would simply fall into the ground, into a sinkhole. They get out there and they lie and they lie and they lie and they lie, which is, you know, conflation of data is actually a nice way of saying they're lying. But I don't understand what the deal, I really don't understand what the deal is about being so sensitive to open carry when you see police officers doing it all the time. And police officers, now, don't get me wrong, there's rogues, yes there are. But police officers, they're not super citizens, they're not. They have the same frailties and all the other things that make us human. And on top of that, they have a job that is very high stress. They have a higher incidence of mental health issues. They have a higher incidence of alcohol abuse, domestic abuse. The job wears on them because of what they do, what they see. The 23 and a half hours of total boredom and the 30 minutes of sheer terror, that wears on a person. But when you see a guy and he's got a badge on, and I think the answer here is we all need to get away to have our credential, our concealed carry credential, and we need to be able to wear it like a badge. I know some out there have that. South Carolina doesn't, but, you know, we don't have open carry either. So, in any event, we'll be right back. on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. Is extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Halloween Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know what? I'm really beginning to admire old people, which is good because I am rapidly headed that way myself. And in self-defense situations, old people make a very fine accounting of themselves. All the time they do. All the time they do. And sooner or later, criminals are going to begin to slowly, it's going to gel in their head that crime in a nation with lawful gun ownership and it's on the rise can be a very, very bad idea. Now, one of the chatters in the chat room brought this up yesterday, so I had to go looking for it. This happened in, I'm not really sure where it happened. It's called the Atascocita area, wherever that is. 911 call comes from a frantic homeowner saying that someone was trying to break into his home just after noon. A couple of minutes later came the call that the would-be burglars were in the home and that he had a shotgun. The neighbors heard two blasts from the shotgun. Deputies found two suspects, both shot in the torso. One was still in the house. The other one ran into the street and collapsed. Both are young women. Both are expected to survive. The fact that, you know, this guy was using buckshot sort of discounts his whole devastation theory about being shot with buckshot, doesn't it? They're going to survive. Now, they're going to have lifelong injuries. Don't get me wrong. The older home invader received a spinal injury, may be paralyzed, and the younger one may lose an arm. I don't get why young people think it's a smoking hot idea to break into a house. Especially because there's an old person there. Old people don't hesitate to shoot somebody. I actually wonder what they will do with them, though, the young ladies, when they come to... Now, right now, and this may have to carry over, but... We have four boxes from which we can attempt to fight for, defend, and maintain our freedom. We have the soapbox, which is what this radio show is a little bit. It's a sort of a soapbox, if you will, a platform. Then there's the ballot box, which we can utilize this coming Tuesday. The jury box, which is... The jury box is... Nowadays, it's not exactly a definite going to save everything. And then finally, there is the cartridge box or the ammo box. The ammo box is a last resort. But it is an option. Now, the jury box is something that is supposed to be absolutely sacrosanct. And in North Carolina right now, Project Veritas came out, James O'Keefe, and he unveiled irrefutable evidence in North Carolina that Democrats are rapidly in favor of supporting voter fraud in order to win elections, including the North Carolina Senate race between incumbent Kay Hagan and challenger Tom Tillis. So the Democrats in North Carolina are eager to facilitate felonies in order to seize power, and they think nothing of invalidating the votes of lawful American citizens. You know, a half century ago, we had this in Tennessee. Now, I don't know if that will happen in North Carolina, what resulted in Tennessee and Athens. But here's what I will say. Voter fraud is real. That's not going to keep me from voting. I'm going to vote. But voter fraud is real. We as gun owners, as conservatives, while we deplore the use of force, we must also recognize the lesson which the incident in Athens points out. When the majority of the people know what they want, they're going to obtain it somehow, some way. any local, state, or national government or any political machine in order to live must give people the assurance that they can express their will freely and that their votes will be counted. There is no mechanism in the United States today that can legitimately long-term exist without the support of the people. Political bosses and political machinery can be good, but the minute they cease to express the will of the people, their days are numbered. In North Carolina, you've got a corrupt political machine blinded by this all-consuming thirst for power. And they're willing and able and, in fact, going to subvert the very Constitution they are sworn to protect. And we will see how this shakes out. We will see how this shakes out. We're seeing this partisanship everywhere. The other day, somebody wrote an article about a dissent that Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote from the Supreme Court about the Texas voter ID law. And I read it, and I'm not the all-master being of time, space, and dimension, but I can read. And I'm reading this supposedly inflammatory thing, and it's all in legalese, so I don't know exactly how this is going to stir up the Democratic base. But what it boils down to is that, you know, now we have, and this isn't new, I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been an activist political agenda judge the entire time she sat on the Supreme Court, so this shouldn't come as any surprise to anybody. But it does lower the esteem of the court. It lowers my opinion of the court to have her in there. There should be some way to kick her to pasture, and then we get to have Obama appoint another one. Point being made, we've had 6 years of uber liberalism and 2 years of them running everything, and I think America is tired of it. So there's a chance that there's going to be a big change, and it's not going to be because the Republicans did anything special. It's going to be because they're not Democrats. But this is an opportunity for them to actually get in there and take that moment and do something with it. And the Democrats are scared of this. It's going to be hard to have all this gun control they want if they don't hold the Senate. So they're going to, you know, they're ready and willing to commit voter fraud. All right, we'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, All you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, welcome back. I really need to come up with a different rejoinder, don't I? I've thought about that many times. Every time we're coming back from a break, my standard line is, all right, welcome back. I need to come up with something a little more, a little diversity, if you will. Coming to you live from the Frog Blue Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Somebody helped me out with that rejoinder thing, by the way. You know, the New York Times, some of the editorial writers at the New York Times are absolute idiots. Because they're always concerned with something that the NRA does. And the NRA has done very good work over the years, and they've also done some things that are highly questionable when it comes to the Second Amendment right. And in some cases, they've been complicit in allowing things to happen like the, you know, where were they on the Gun Control Act of 1968? Why weren't they just raising the roof? Where were they on, you know, the Disclose Act? Where were they on Manchin Toomey? They were just going to sit back and let that happen until Blair Pratt shamed them into taking a position. So, first things first, I don't understand why the New York Times concentrates on them. Because they're really not this big enemy they make them out to be. But some of the editorial writers at the New York Times are also quite nasty individuals, like David Firestone. He wrote an editorial pretending to care about campaign scaremongering. But it was his target, his targeted individual that makes me think it's not really the campaign fear mongers that they're afraid of. They're afraid of independent women who have survived a sexual attack and who've decided, you know what, I'm going to carry a gun. And I'm not going to be sexually assaulted again. I refuse to be a victim again. they don't like them. They don't like them when they dare to exercise that First Amendment right to protect their Second Amendment right. According to Mr. Firestone, the worst commercial from the NRA is this rape victim describing her assault and accusing former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg of wanting to take away her right to defend herself. this particular lady, whose name he never mentions, her name is Kimberly Weeks. She's a very brave, a very fierce Colorado woman who testified against the Bloomberg-backed gun control measures that Governor John Hickenlooper is about to be turned out for. She was brutally raped as a college junior at the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley. As she recounted last year, I will never know if I would have been able to stop my rape if I had owned a firearm. I can tell you that any fear I had of guns evaporated as soon as I got a second chance at living my life. Had I been armed, I very well could have changed my circumstances and possibly prevented another attack on myself or the next victim. Firestone is quite dismissive of her response to Bloomberg's gun-grabbing efforts by asserting that the former mayor is not trying to take away anyone's legal handgun, and neither is any Democrat. You could have... you could have fooled me, pal. You could have fooled me. Everything you guys do is a tripwire designed to turn somebody into a prohibited person. Oh, so that's right. You don't want to actually take guns away from law-abiding people. You want to turn them into criminals so they can't have guns. Okay, I get it. Okay. Never mind that Colorado Democrats, who are supposed to be running Colorado from the inside, listen to Bloomberg from the outside, listen to Vice President Joe Biden from the outside, and... right now they have campus carry on campuses in Colorado. They're thinking about banning that. During the run-up in this, there was more than one. There were victims of sexual assault in Colorado that were snubbed by Democratic state legislators. And Ms. Weeks reminded voters of this. She is now speaking out to prevent other rape victims and rape targets from being disarmed and dismissed. Amanda Collins, who testified in this. I've had Amanda on the show before. She's a very young lady. She's like mid-20s now. She sounds like a little itty-bitty girl. She's actually not a little itty-bitty girl. She is a concealed weapon permit holder and a black belt in Taekwondo. She was at the University of Las Vegas in Reno. Or University of Nevada in Reno, excuse me. Went into class late one night with a crowd. Did everything right. Parked in a real safe area. Had to separate from the crowd. She was jumped on by a serial rapist who did rape her. While she was laying there, she could tilt her head and see the deserted campus police station about 100 yards away. She was not allowed to carry her gun onto campus, and Amanda is one that I think, I've talked to her enough to realize that she actually keeps her presence of mind. Had she not been able to pull out her weapon when she was first tackled by this guy went on to rape two more women and then he graduated to murder. If she hadn't been able to get her weapon out before she was tackled, she would have managed to get it out while he was on top of her, and she would have saved two rape victims and one murder victim. She was told by now former state Senator Evie Hudak, I just want to say statistics are not on your side. Even if you had a gun, chances are if you had a gun, then he would have been able to get that from you and possibly use it against you. The way that happens, that does happen, but the way that happens is that time and time again, whenever we see this happening between two people where a gun is taken from a woman, this is somebody that's being attacked by an intimate acquaintance, not the stranger attack like the one Amanda Collins withstood. And what she was spouting is some more misinformation that has already been debunked once. Came from a liberal anti-gun group. But let's not let facts get in the way of a liberal New York Times writer's historical anti-hysteria diatribe. When he pronounces the week's ad the worst, Firestone, you know, while he's doing that right now, groups like NARAL, which is an abortion rights group, is running election ads telling Colorado women that Republicans are going to take away all their condoms. I didn't know that women needed condoms. I mean, I'm not like a swinger bachelor. I'm not like Diego, the most interesting man in the world. But I do know a little bit. When did women start needing condoms? In North Carolina, they have linked GOP Senate candidate Tom Tillis as causing the murder of Trayvon Martin. And in Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Louisiana, and New Hampshire, they're telling elderly voters that Republicans are going to strip them of their Social Security and Medicare. So which one is the fear-mongering? Is it the woman that says, I will never go around unarmed again because I survived a sexual assault and I will not be a victim again? Or is it somebody saying, you know Tom Tillis? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know he's never been in Florida, but you know, he caused Trayvon Martin shooting. Yeah, he did, yeah. When victims become survivors who reject the nanny state, they're liars, ideologues, and pot-stirrers who deserve to be sneered at and smeared by those on high, the enlightened ones, the ones that know better than me and you, Mr. and Mrs. Podunk USA, and I'm one of you too. I'm Joe Sixpack. They know better. Let's listen to them. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. You're going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We are back, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Right now, for the foreseeable future, and even if there is a wave and the Republicans take over everything except the presidency Tuesday, the time has never been better right now for those of us who get out there and want to train with weapons, want to be ready with weapons. This is the time to be stocking up on things like magazines and ammunition. Some magazines, there's never a sale on Glock magazines. Not ever, not once. I'd never seen it. And to a certain degree, there's a little bit of price gouging. The other day, I went to one website. For some reason, they thought Glock OEM magazines were $44 there. I haven't figured that one out. We have seen the market and availability fluctuate in 2008, 2012, and 2013 for varying reasons and varying degrees. 2013, in quarters 1 and 2, you couldn't have found magazines or ammunition if your life depended upon it. Unless you came upon a gun shop that had been closed down for a year, right after an order was made, and then they reopened miraculously at some point in 2013, which I actually found one of those. But quarters 1 and 2 of 2013 were the worst gun ammo shortages we've ever seen. That demand that was created in 2013 was quickly met by an expanding gun industry. And right now, the industry expanded so much to try to catch up that now most dealers and manufacturers have a surplus of inventory right now. This, combined with this lower demand than last year, has created one of the best buyer's markets that anybody's seen in quite a while. One shop that we have, and they've spread it throughout the state, it's in multiple locations, it's called Palmetto State Armory. When they run a special on P-Mags from Magpul, they run them for $8.95. And they have cases of them. And you can buy a case of them, or you can buy five, or you can buy whatever you want. And it's the same $8.95 price per magazine. And whenever they do that, I go and I stock up on magazines. Thank you there, Dan. Ammunition, there's two grades of ammunition. Now, I am of such a mind, since I like 5.56, the next time I go train, I have some magazines that are always in what I would refer to as being ready. They're loaded and they're ready to go. And I don't train with those. Maybe I should in the upcoming class and just rotate them out or something. But the next time I buy ammo for the ready mags, I'm going to buy a heavier round. I'm going to look for something 62 grains and higher. Because 55 grain, which will take out an opponent with a single hit, that opponent still, in a lot of cases, remains upright and able to function, i.e. dangerous for quite a while, whereas a 62 grain, or in some cases maybe even a 75 grain, would do the job much better and actually knock somebody down. So I'm going to be looking for something like that. I'm going to make a little bit of a change there. Right now, it's a absolute buyer's market in the AR-15 category. If you don't have one, and you've been waiting on the price to come down, golly, this is the time to do it. Bravo Company, Colt, they are regularly offering great prices on quality rifles and components. Adams Arms. Adams Arms, if there's a piston gun in the United States and it's an AR-15, 90% of the time they're running the Adams Arms piston system. And their guns with the piston system, they will run the dirtiest ammo and just keep on running. They are an absolute joy to shoot, highly accurate. My TK Martindale, the Adams Arms Evo Ultralight that he built me, is a combat rifle. I mean, I can run up and down the range all day long with that thing. And they have lowered their price. You can get a piston gun now for right around $900. I mean, with piston guns, you used to be looking at $1,500 just to get in the door. So this is the time to do this. Now, if you've already got your weapons platform, right? You already got your weapons platform. Then you need to be looking at the magazines and the ammunition. You can never have too much of that. I've got sons, so as I continue to build my stockpiles when we go train and I replace it and everything, one day when I finally do go to my final reward, they will inherit that, and they will put it to good use. Sometimes I think they may be sort of, they don't want me to die just yet, but they are like, boy, I can't wait to get into the gun safe. There's lots of companies making very high quality stuff right now that is very, very affordable. And this is the time to get it, because there will be another incident and there will be another murmur coming from somebody who knows they can't do it. When Joe Biden was out there saying, we're going to do what we can, of course, to make sure that we stop all the gun violence right now, and everybody read that to be a ban, the panic buying was on. That whole time, 2013, until I found one gun shop that literally had been closed for a very long time. They had this glut of 9mm ammunition. When everybody was out there paying $600 or $700 for a case, 1,000 rounds of 9mm ammunition, I bought 1,000 rounds from these guys for $220. And that was all I bought. I also bought 500 rounds of 5.56 for $200. Which was pre-panic prices. And they had a bunch of that, so I just took advantage of that. But other than that, the entire time that the panic was happening, I didn't buy a gun. I didn't buy a bullet. I didn't buy a magazine. I don't think I bought anything. Because first of all, I've got enough guns to handle business right now. At any given time, I always have a rifle that's going to be my main rifle, a handgun that's going to be my main handgun, ammo and magazines to fit that out, and that's it. So I didn't need anything. But I'm not a profiteer either. If I have something and somebody, and I don't need it, I'll sell it as cheap as, I'll sell it cheaper than anybody can find it. But that's all beside the point. I am going to be building a ghost gun or two, however, just to have one. That'll be one I never get to sell. NFA items, this is a great time to get them. The only thing I don't own a 22 long rifle, and they, the 22 ammo seems to still be a little more expensive than it used to be pre-panic. I don't understand that, but like I said, I don't own a 22 long rifle, 22 pistol of any sort, 22 rifle. So hopefully that'll get back to where it is, but there's lots of people very passionate about their 22s. It's a great learning platform. A lot of people love them. They shoot great. I would love to find a, what was it? I think it was called a High Standard Woodsman. Or maybe that was Colt. High Standard and Colt. They used to make two iconic, they each made a very iconic semi-auto 22 pistol, and I used one when I was in the military. And I would love to find one, but if I can't remember what they were called, I don't know how I'm ever going to search one out. I just don't know. Coming up on the flip, when we get back, we're going to talk about defensive use of tactical shotguns, which I, in the coming year, am actually going to get in a little more into the shotgun platform. And the first thing I've got to do is get another shotgun. I have a shotgun. I like it. It shoots well. It's a Remington 887. It's covered in polymer, so it's never going to rust. The most impractical thing you've ever seen in your life. So I'm going to have to get a different shotgun for my defensive shotgun training. Let's go to hour number two. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.